with Alan Coffin, we welcome you in to Soren Sports. Alan, how you doing today, man?
Here's another cough. Granted, it's just because a lot of coughing has been going on in my at work in the past couple days. But other than that, I've been pretty good so far. Just enjoying now this change of weather in the spring now that I can be outside for a bit. And I still have to wear a jacket because it's still cold. You know how April hits. But at least I don't have to wear snow boots or any of that kind. Hopefully, I can wear shorts and sandals soon. Hopefully this weekend or more. But other than that, I've been pretty good. Obviously, just one step at a time wearing this lucky, awesome shirt that I'm wearing. But can't complain. It's been pretty good so far.
Good. Glad to hear it, my friend. Sports world's been going nuts. I mean, we had the whole Ohtani-san mishap with betting there. Turns out his interpreter was betting a lot. So there's a lot to catch up on, especially in the baseball world.
In a way, yes. So I agree, in a way. And yeah, we'll dive into it one step at a time.
All right. Well, Alan, where should we get started on it?
Well, I just briefly, I know this has been news for about a month already, and I think we're over it now. The whole betting scandal with Shohei. And I'm just going to, like I said, this is just going to be a brief, like, you know what? Kind of like a brief, what's the word?
Overview maybe?
Not Shohei. Rundown on that situation. I think roundup. See, it's been a year since I was covering games and all, but roundup about the Ohtani and his betting situation. Look, about that, all I can say is, you know what? If he didn't do it, move on. That's it. Because that situation, that his interpreter, stole from right underneath it, right underneath him. That has happened to every athlete. Like, probably not an interpreter, but we've heard stories of family members, friends, stealing under their beloved athlete. So that's the case. I'm like, you know what? Just go play baseball, Shohei. Go play. Don't worry about it. And let them investigate, cooperate, like, which he has done. And just move forward, because we don't know what happened. We can just make assumptions and all, but that's not going to cut it. Just go play. Let the investigator, MLB, which I don't know if they're still investigating, let them do their investigation. Because I'm not outraged by it. Like, is it sad? Yeah, but I'm not like, oh, he betted on baseball. I'm like, we don't know. We don't have the evidence. We can't say anything. So that is my 2 cents. We'll wait until what happens. If he did bet, then that's a different ballgame. But right now, we just have to sit back and just say, you know what? Let it run its course. And if there's nothing, move on. And that's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I could have said anything different on that part in part at all. I mean, it's just like you said, if he did it, he did it. If not, it's not that big a deal. Also, we have to, I think people in general, we need to start rethinking betting and sports in a lot of ways. Like, sports betting is becoming a major part of sports on the whole. And maybe Alan, you and I should dive into this topic for a future episode, but things are coming back and to the fold when it comes to sports betting. So we need to find a way to, and athletes will be doing it. So we need to find a way to not let it impact the game, but let them do what they want with their money, because that's their choice, right?
And yeah,
it seems to me that it was not Shohei, it was his interpreter, but we don't, Alan, like you said, we don't have the evidence, so we don't know for sure.
Yeah, so I agree with that. And yeah, we might have to do an episode or two on sports betting around the world, like, because It started around the world, like in Europe, with those Premier League games and all. And now, like, you can thank our Supreme Court for allowing states to be like, okay, sports betting is illegal. It's up to you, states, if you want it or not. Simple as that. So, but we'll get into that. But I just, like I said, I left my two cents on. Like, we don't have the evidence. We just, let's move forward. His interpreter's fired. And look, I've interpreted before. I'm like, you're making a lot of money as an interpreter in Major League Baseball. I'm like, man, I would like to have that job. I don't speak Japanese, but being a Spanish speaker myself, oh, I would like to have that job. Absolutely. But steal out of a player, like, come on. Like, and especially, like, he's already been in the States already. So I think in that regard, like, I think even Shohei is now going to be like, you know what? Who do I trust? This will be an opportunity for him to be like, you know what? To be more mature, to watch where he's going and take it from there. Like, he's a grown up now, and I think he can handle that, and I believe he'll be fine in that
Yeah, I
regard.
think so too. And I think, we can. There's not a whole lot to say on this that hasn't been said if you're following the baseball. You're following baseball. So, I don't think there's much more we could add to that particular discussion than what we've said. Unless you think there's something else. But
No, there's nothing
I
else.
think we summed it up fairly well. So. And, it's always rough starting an episode on a sour note. So, let's play a sound here. Alan, we're planning to talk about some baseball today. How about I play some baseball sounds?
Okay, let's do it.
Need to find a way to make that longer. There we go.
Oh,
And, Alan, it is baseball season. So, where should we start?
well, there hasn't been a lot going on. We're still in the early stages of baseball. Like, I can't, like, this is where I've always, like, in baseball, this is something I have learned in the past years. Anybody can win in April. Look at the Pirates right now.
They're doing
They're they
great.
only lost a game, or the Tigers. I think they lost a game, something like, and obviously, like, the big boys, the Braves and the Dodgers, but anybody can win in April. Anybody. Heck, even I can win in April. You can win in April. But it's August, September, and obviously October, where those are, hey, it's crunch time. Like I tell the students I work with, like, hey, like, we're about 3 weeks away from the trimester ending. It's crunch time. You better get your act together now. No more messing around. And this is where it matters. So right now, there hasn't been, to me, like, oh, a nice story heading in. But the Pirates getting a good start. O'Neal Cruz doing his thing. Not surprised.
Yeah, did you see
And
his inside the park home run the other day?
I did see that.
That was De La Cruz, not O'Neal Cruz. Sorry.
Oh, you mean Ellie De La Cruz, you mean?
Yeah. Whoops.
Well, he's on a fast start. I'm not surprised. I don't know how the Reds are doing. I hope they should be in contention considering the NL Central. I think it's so wide open.
Yeah, I mean the Central divisions in both leagues I think are up for grabs. Right now
Yes.
the Pirates are doing pretty good. Then the Brewers surprisingly are doing really well. I don't think anyone saw that coming, especially after Craig Counsell left, and all of that jazz with change so much change in the offseason. I don't think anyone really saw that coming at all.
No, I think nobody did, but I think that shows the stability of the Brewers in these last, what, 6, 7 years, that we're fine. Like, we will be okay. But yeah, those are the Brewers for you. And that, as I mentioned, you mentioned it as well, both Central divisions are open, and we probably won't have a winner until the end of the season. It won't surprise us at all if it goes that deep.
Because the Cardinals could get back up into their winning ways. The Cubs are hanging in there, and it is still really early. Come mid-season, come All-Star break, we might have a better a picture of what's going on. Haha, baseball pun.
Yeah, we will. We're going to find out. We are. And yeah, that's all, like, really in regards to baseball. Glad that it's on. And we're just going to find out who can last. And we'll revisit this topic probably in the next few weeks just to see what's going on. Kind of like you're checking on the progress of making deep dish pizza, Chicago style, and making sure the dough is getting higher. So that's how it's going to be. That's baseball for you.
Yeah, and Alan, let's see if I can find a way to make this work. I think we all love highlights come baseball time, right? So let's watch a highlight here. This is Ellie De La Cruz's most recent inside the park home run. Hang on, I got to do something in my... All right, it's not going to let me share a screen on this. All right. You did it, buddy. Or you suggested bundling. Let's wait for the State Farm ad. Can you hear that okay, Al?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
I can hear. Yeah, State Farm is there. We're not sponsored by them, so don't worry.
See the stats for how quick he was able to go from first or home to home.
That I did not see. I did not see that stat. I just saw the highlight.
Almost 15 seconds, and he was from first or home from when he hit the ball all the way back to home plate. Ellie De La Cruz is a speed demon.
Yeah.
I'm not one for bunting in baseball, but this guy, could do it.
I believe so. He can. And they weren't far off last year with the Reds. Like, I think if he would have came in a little bit earlier, who knows? We might have seen the Reds in the wild card. But I believe if he keeps this up, he should be in the conversation. And hopefully the Reds can make a run for the division title. And because I can't think of like, other than Bellinger and Yelich, De La Cruz, I think you could put him up as one of the best players in the division. And
definitely the best youngest player in that division.
Yes. So we'll see how they do. I think the Reds did improve a little bit. Hopefully that carries them through. And I would say if he does lead the Reds into the playoffs, and if I had an MVP vote, I would vote for him because, hey, not only he put up great stats, but what they do, Braden, I always say this.
They got to the playoffs. They won.
They were winning. I'll say it with emphasis. Winning. And I'll always say that. Winning. And, yeah, we'll see about what they do. So, that for me, that sums up baseball right now.
Yeah, I think some of the preseason stuff, right, where we talk, there's a lot of news in Rockies world where it kind of came out that Chris Bryant was regretting his signing in Colorado with how Colorado's been playing. And again, Alan, I just don't understand. I can understand maybe regretting a decision of, I don't know if signing here was the right thing. But I love the guy, he's a great player, but why put that out in the public? Why let people know in on that? That's just not something you should tell fans who are trying to support that team right now. Like, that's just something that should not have been put out there.
Yeah, all I got to say about it is, like, what did you sign there? I get you want the money and all, but I'm like, you had it going in Chicago. You could have stayed there. Like, You could have, yeah. You like remember he was the NL Rookie of the Year, and then let me and I don't know if he was MVP, the NL MVP, but either way, he had it going there. And yeah, he was a free agent. He could have stayed in San Francisco in that playoff. He could have. He helped them out. He could have stayed there. They probably would have been in contention, or probably go to some other team. But the Rockies, like I get the money. I get you want to be the guy. I get it. But also you gotta be like, do I want to go to the Rockies? And no offense, Braden, but do I want to go there knowing this isn't gonna work long term? So that's something he should have thought about before making a comment.
Yeah, and also like the Rockies are hopefully rebuilding. I think that's what they need to be doing. It seems like that's what they're doing, but you never know with Colorado.
Well, just rebuild. That's okay. And if you have to be a SpongeBob punch bag of 5 hours later or 10 years later, go for it. There, yeah, we'll make you that SpongeBob punchline, but if it's for rebuilding purposes, it's all good.
Yeah, and like I don't know. But okay, so that was just baseball preseason. We look at it now just to give everyone a quick overview of the standings. Yankees are atop of the AL East, but Alan, I know Jackson Holliday is now up in the league, but that whole mess with Jackson Holliday and the Orioles was eerily similar to how Chris Bryant started out with the Chicago Cubbies back when he was making his call up to the big leagues. The guy was ready, they sent him back down. I think the whole move there was with time management, even though they said that he still needed to work on some things, supposedly. But
Well, either way, I think now Jackson is ready,
oh, yeah.
and so are the Orioles. Like I think they made like them making the playoffs. They want more, and how the Yankees are miraculously in first place right now, you kind of expected that. But also, hey, the Juan Soto trade in has probably will make has made a difference. We'll see if that keeps up in the long haul, but I'll be ready. I think Baltimore will be fine. And them having new ownership now has it will revitalize the Orioles and Baltimore as a whole. And they'll be fine. I'm not concerned about Baltimore just yet. I'm not. They'll be fine. And the Yankees, well, they're the Yankees. And them getting Juan is a big mix because I'm just amazed how the Padres, they went from, this is 2 years ago, all in. We're independent. And then the moment their manager, Bob Melvin, left from sunny San Diego up to the Bay in San Francisco, I had some questions like, what is going on? Like, weren't you all in? Like, couple years ago, and now you're like, you're trading away your best player and all. I have some questions with San Diego that they need to answer. Only they can answer them those questions themselves. But as far as Baltimore, they'll be fine.
Yeah,
That that's all. They'll be fine.
I think honestly, for me, the major storylines right now is will the Angels keep up 500 ball this season? I think that's the main question with them. AL Central's wide open. Also, the White Sox, I think, forgot how to play baseball. They started off the year, Allen, without scoring a single run.
I'm not surprised. And my wife and I were there to see them. So, like, not a good time. That's why we were lucky to get cheap tickets to go see the White Sox.
So, White Sox fans, I get what you're feeling in a lot of ways. But they're scoring run now. Maybe with the way the AL Central is set, that division's wide open. Things will change quickly in the AL Central. So, if they can fix some things early, they might come out on top in that division. But,
That could.
Alan, the major storyline right now is what in the world is happening with the A's? I think when you look think about baseball, a lot of people are just wondering what is going on with Oakland.
Well, come on, like, what do you expect? I'm not surprised. It's Oakland. Like, it is. I'm sorry. Like, I have relatives that love Oakland. Like, they love the Athletics. I have an uncle that likes the Oakland Athletics because he actually grew up in the time of Reggie Jackson, and he likes Jose Canseco and Mark McGwire and Eric Chavez, and who else am I missing? Miguel Tejada, Mark Mulder, Barry Zito.
Matt Chapman, when he was actually playing really good ball, and you could say he was on par with Arenado.
Matt Chapman, you said?
Yeah, when he was playing good ball, on par with what we were seeing with Arenado in Colorado, that was when he was in Oakland. He hasn't been the same since leaving Oakland.
Yeah, like, a lot has been going on in Oakland, and look, they're about to leave to Vegas. Well, they're going to be in Sacramento for like, what, 2 years before their ballpark is being built and right next to the Tropicana Casino in the Strip, or I think outside of it. But either way, like, it's tough. And so if you want to go see an Oakland Athletics game this season, go for it. Like, go to Oakland. You can get cheap tickets, and they probably might allow you, like, the Astros before they were winning World Series, where I had a friend of mine who told me he got a ticket to be on, like, on the second floor, and the ushers were like, hey, there's no one right by home plate. You want to go sit down there? You don't have to pay a cent. And, oh, yeah, he took advantage. I could see that happening in Oakland.
I think anyone could. I would
sign up for it, even though Oakland is – their infrastructure is no good, but there are fans there, and it's sad, but they did this to themselves. They just shot their foot. They just shot themselves in the foot.
Honestly, they really did. And Oakland fans, I think you have it worse compared to everybody else in the league. Your team is actively ignoring what the fan base is saying. I can't think of any other team that is currently doing that.
Yeah. And also this, I know there was talk of the A's coming to Salt Lake. That would have been awesome for us. But I'll say this much. I'm glad that did not happen. I know I'm going to get some pushback from Salt Lake people, but what I've heard, there was half that said, you know what? I'm glad they didn't came, because whatever structure they had there, I don't think Salt Lake would have not fared well. And so, hopefully in the future, Salt Lake gets an expansion. It probably will happen 10 years. Who knows what will happen if they do get it. But it will happen that Salt Lake will get an expansion. And we'll get into Salt Lake expansion at a different sport because it's gaining steam way. But anyway, Oakland, like, just cheer up. And you'll get a semi-pro baseball team, which that, like I said, another topic to talk about later on. But yeah, like, if you're a baseball fan and you want to say goodbye to the Coliseum, this is the season. Go for it. You'll probably get cheap tickets. Probably cheap flights. Probably. I don't know about the flights. Don't quote me on that. But
jet fuel's going up.
Yeah, but cheap tickets to go to the Athletics against your favorite team? Go for it. Why not? Go for it. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Like, I wish we had an infomercial about that. I wish.
Alan, at least your team's actually doing really good. 10-5, you know, mine.
Well, that's what we expect. That's what all my teams. That's what I expect from all my teams is to compete for championships. Like, right now with the Dodgers, that's what they're doing. And then we'll get into the Celtics. That is what they're doing. And we'll always will do. In my lifetime. So we'll get into them later, but that's what we expect. We want not just to be in a good start, but we want a World Series. It's been, what, 4 years since we had one. And now we get Shohei, and I wish we will get you a Shohei Ohtani t-shirt with the Dodgers so you can wear it proudly.
That'd probably be the only Dodger merchandise I would wear.
Okay, that's fair, but we'll take it. We'll take it. We just need your shirt size, and we'll take care of that. We'll take care of you.
You know,
but, yeah.
Speaking of Ohtani, like, how Eli De La Cruz hit an inside the park homer. What are some of these other international star or ball player stalwarts that we need to talk about right now, Alan?
I think also one of the guys from the Astros just hit a no-hitter. He got a no-hitter.
Let me look.
I can't remember what's his name, but he's the pitcher for the Astros that got a no-hitter not that long ago. I can't remember his name. I just saw him being interviewed this morning.
Let's see. Would it have been Ronel Blanco? Does that sound right?
I think it was. I think that might be him. Let me find out. Because
this MLB's YouTube posted it on YouTube 9 days ago, and it's described as the first no-hitter of 2024.
Oh, Ronel Blanco. Yeah, that's it. Yes. That's him right there.
Let's look back. Enjoy some of the first three and the last three outs of a
sprint out of the dugout to the mound. He made six exhibitions.
Oh, we're going to listen to the whole thing.
No, just the first three outs and last three.
Cowboys here at Minute Maid Park now.
All right.
Coming back after the walk.
And he did it against the Blue Jays.
And that is the changeup.
Oh, okay.
Stays on the 3-2 pitch, grounded backhand by Bregman. Tossed to Altuve for one. The turn.
Okay, so the first inning looks like a botched double play, and that could have ended the inning there. Two strikeouts, inning one. Man, I feel sorry for the Blue Jays on this one.
Yeah.
George Springer on five pitches to start the game. Since then, he's retired the next four. The mound, Blanco, underhanded, one away in the ninth. Kevin Biggio bats for the third time. Ground ball, backhanded by Abreu. He'll flip to Blanco, out at first base. Jose Abreu saves the day, one out away for history for Rennell. This one had a chance. Pretty good jump by Jose. It's all about heart rate right here. Guess you can understand and embrace.
They did it in their Space City, City Connect uniforms, too. That's crazy.
Oh, it is.
Ground ball. Dubon throws to first. Go! Hitter! Renato Blanco! It is eighth career start.
And then they just keep celebrating, which is great. But first no-hitter of 2024 from Ronel Blanco. That is amazing.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And
it is. Go ahead.
Yeah, it looks like he's from the Dominican Republic, and it's just awesome to see.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hope he throws a perfect game.
Yeah, and I'll say this. The Astros going, look, a year apart and having two international players, the other one being from Fromber Valdez, who is like one of the most underrated pitchers in the game. Like having two guys do it for the Astros internationally, hey, that is awesome. And even though they're in a funky start right now, the Astros will be fine. And like I said, like hopefully this gives them a boost to be like, okay, we got a no-hitter. Like let's keep it loose again. And plus, like they're still trying to adjust under a new manager since Dusty Baker stepped down. But they're going to figure it out. They'll be fine. I'm not concerned. And I know the Astros, I'm like, ugh, again. But it's facts with the Astros. I think they've, ever since their sign-stealing scandal, I think they've pretty much, in my opinion, like, thought, you know what? Okay, you guys think we won? With signs, we'll show you how we can do without. And they have proven that. They have with a young core already, which in my opinion, I think like I don't know what is it. They just find a way to get younger. And they don't mess around down in Houston.
Yeah, and like we have the cheating scandal. Can we honestly say that thing needs to be put to bed. Because, like,
yeah. It is. It's time. It's already been to bed probably after they won the World Series. To me, it's already in bed. If others want to bring it up, then that's on them. But, like,
because, like, how many players it's are already still put on that bed, team that opinion. Were part of that cheating scandal? You have Jose Altuve, and you quite possibly the only other player that I know would be Justin Verlander, who was on both teams, or on that team, and still is.
Yeah. But I think they've also put it to bed as well.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we talk about it, we think about it, but honestly, at this point, guys, we did it. It's not, I think it's only hurting us fans at this point. So
yeah.
But
it is.
Honestly, Alan, Toronto is just having a messed up start this year. They need to figure out what to do and what to change because they have so much promise and talent on that team.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. We're gonna have to find out in a month or two what happens.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised if they end up falling flat. If a lot of these guys get traded, don't be surprised if
Toronto becomes sellers. At this point.
But I will not say that right now. 2 months, okay, we can talk if they're going to be selling. Yeah.
Alan, how's Yamamoto doing?
Well, he is doing pretty good now. Now, after his slow start in Korea, now he's getting used. Now he's right back on track. He just won his first game versus the Cubs. And, like, he will be a big-time addition. And, like, because the Dodgers, they need pitching. They really do. And I think he fills the void of what Julio Urias did, which is, hey, let's give him the ball. I'm ready to go. I'm going to punch these guys right through the neck. And while it would have been nice to have Julio as well, but what he did, like, I knew right away he's done. Like, he's done. And it's sad because I love him as a player, but he's done. And that's why the Yamamoto signing was important. And now Tyler Glasnow's helping him out. And Walker Buehler, I think he's about to be ready to keep it going because there were times we needed him. Now, we got a staff, and I'm excited. And now with the batting that we have, I'm also excited as well.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting and fun to watch.
Yes, it will be.
Alan, do you think Luis Arraez will be flirting with 400 again this year?
I don't think so. He's not sneaking up on anybody anymore.
No, I don't think. We'll have to wait and see. He's batting 250 right now. And let's... bring in the Marlins. All right, let's talk about the Marlins real quick.
Yeah, before our time is up.
Yeah, the Marlins are doing something I think a lot the Rockies would do really well. Alan, who in that lineup for the Marlins would you say is a pure power hitter?
Pure power. I don't view the Marlins as pure power. I think they're more all around. Like they, even though right now they're having their bad start, I think they're all around with obviously Jazz Chisholm, like power and speed. And Luis Arraez is just power and contact. So I just don't view them as power. It's just all around. But that's how I view the Marlins. And we'll see if the Marlins can overcome it. Like they're a bad start so far.
Yeah. And Alan, I would say the Marlins is, you know, are more probably. More contact hitters with people who have good pop. You have Tim Anderson, who could be kind of like a pop. Luis Arraez definitely contact. Josh Bell's definitely power. Same with Jake Berger. Brujan, I think, is kind of that all around. You mentioned Chisholm. He's I think if the Rockies had a similar type feel of going for more contact. Than power like they should with the way altitude and Coors Field is, I think the Rockies could do pretty good, but that's a topic for another day. And Alan sadly disappeared. Hang on, guys. Let me get him back, and we'll keep talking about how much fun baseball is. But we all love baseball here at Soarin' Sports. And when Alan comes back, I believe we're going to talk up some highlights, some fun with the upcoming Summer Olympics. Because the Australian national basketball team just recently released their Olympic roster, so we'll dive into that and just hype up the Olympics, right?
Yeah, just, even though that we could talk about later, I would say the NBA playoffs is getting close. Sunday is the last day of the regular season, and you got all those play-ins and all that. So. Summer, once we get to the Summer Olympics, like say, let's see, they start what, August? Then about a month before, then we can dive in.
Yeah, so I think the big news with the Olympics, Alan, is you sent it my way, but the Australia national team has set its roster for the 2024 Olympics. So I think,
yes, they have.
And I think, you know, I'm going to pull it up real quick, see if we can recognize any names, but.
Yeah. Are we is it still recording?
Yes, not here on Zoom, but on my soundboard. There.
All right. Now we're back. So where did we left off?
we're looking at the Australian national team for the Olympics. They've released their official roster.
Now, I know you're trying to pull it off, but I can give you one name already that is going to pop in this, and that is Josh Giddey from the Oklahoma City Thunder. And like I said, like about him, he's a Jason Kidd type player where he is a facilitator, but also can shoot, score, and play defense. He is, I think, he's 23, and he will be now that face of Australia basketball and playing for a team that really, like, he is that second option behind MVP candidate Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who he will be for Canada competing for the Olympics. So stay tuned for that. And look, Australia wants to continue their momentum. They won the bronze in the last Olympics, which finally, it took years. There were times I think Australia should have medaled or be in the top four, but they finally did it. And they want to keep that momentum going for the Boomers down under.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what they'll be able to come up with and be able to provide in the Summer Olympics. I think, like I said, we'll get more Olympic talk. I think we're going to Guys, stay tuned for our Olympic coverage. I think Alan and I are going to I think we'll talk about it, but we'll work out a really fun plan for Olympic coverage here. Oh, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Alan, the NBA season is coming to an end soon.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, for us, it's been over since we clinched. So I'm like, you know what? We're fine. In the East, nobody's going to catch us as far as home court, but I'm only going to judge my team, the Celtics. And that's how you say it, Braden, Celtics. I'm only going to judge them come playoff time because you know my expectations of the Celtics. This isn't the Hornets. This isn't the Magic. This isn't the Cavaliers. You see what's up in the rafters in Boston. What do you see up in the rafters? The times that you've seen the Celtics play on TV, what do you see up in the rafters?
Oh, we see the championship banners. Alan wants banner 18. And for new listeners who don't know, I always call Alan's team the Celtics, and it drives him nuts.
It does. I've kind of learned how to deal with it. But anyway, you see banners. You see how many did you say?
17, because Alan wants banner 18.
Yeah, exactly. Not just me, but every Celtic fan wants banner 18. that matters. Like, that's what you play for. And so that's how we're going to judge them. I'm going to judge them. Did you win the title? Because badly, it needs to be done. You have no excuse now. There's no more excuses. Go get it. So, and I think now, like I said, Kristaps Porzingis, he has been the big X factor. Keep him healthy, because the times that he does not play, they look a lot different. But when he plays, it will be one of the best. But
I mean, too bad there's no such thing as a President's Trophy in the NBA, because I think the Celtics would have that hands down. 62
and 17. Oh, they would have. They would have. Yes, absolutely.
The best record in the league. My Nuggets are the next closest at 56 and 24. And then we have the Minnesota Timberwolves at 55 and 25. Same with the Oklahoma City Thunder. So those are the next two closest teams. And Alan, I think the East should be a cakewalk for the Celtics as long as they continue to play the ball they're playing.
Yes.
Obviously, you never know with how things will go, but they're easily the best team to come out of the East. The West will be a little more interesting. And if you want, Alan, let's pull up this playoff picture thing I sent you, and let's dive into this.
Okay, let me see. I wish there was a way to. Okay, I'm downloading it. Give me a sec.
Yeah, so while you're doing that, we got it looks like the four play-ins are set with the Warriors, the Lakers, the Suns, and the Kings. We also in the West.
Well, that could change either way. Like, yeah. It could change if New Orleans starts losing some games. But yeah, I think everybody's set as far as playoffs, but the seeding or playing, that we're going to find out.
And then in the East, it's the Atlanta Hawks, the Chicago Bulls, the Philadelphia 76ers, and the Miami Heat. They dropped off after last season.
Yeah, they dropped off, but, you know, don't count. If they make it, don't count them. And if we end up playing against them the first round, I don't know what I'm going to say.
Alan's going to cry.
Not cry, but be like, okay, here we go. But we'll get into that later until that happens.
You can't handle the truth.
Sorry, I hit the wrong button. All right, Alan, you able to, let's pull this up and let's dive in. Obviously, things can change. But let's look
at this. Trying to pull this up. I have it almost memorized, so.
All right, well, I'm looking at it here. So, all right. I don't know why I didn't want to stay open. Okay. So, Alan, we've already started talking about we mentioned the play-in. I don't think there's anything else with the play-in we really need to say. I think, like you said, things might change in between now and Sunday, but it's probably as set as we're going to see it.
Pretty much. I think the East, it's already set as far as the Hawks and the Bulls. But, like, the Sixers are starting to gain steam now that Joel Embiid is back. Took him a bit, but now that he's back, we'll see how they do. If they can get out of the play-in, then they play New York. If the playoffs started today, they would have beat New York, because I think the Knicks not having a complimentary player to Jalen Brunson, which is Julius Randle, I don't think they won't beat Philadelphia. And I think Joel would have lunch, breakfast, lunch, and dinner versus the Knicks.
Yeah, I mean, it's really nice to see at least one New York team doing pretty good in the NBA. The Nets have fallen off considerably, considering how high expectations were for them a few years ago. The Knicks are doing pretty good. So it'll be interesting to see. I think you're right. I think, honestly, at the start of the year, I think we all picked the top three to be Boston, Milwaukee, and Philadelphia, with Miami being in the top four.
Yeah.
I think that was what we picked. And to see both Miami and Philadelphia not being in the top four, but is really surprising, I think.
Yeah, and there was a bit time Orlando was in the top as the three seed, and what they have done, like, obviously nobody was surprised with the rise of Paolo Banchero, but the rise of Franz Wagner, who he played college ball at Michigan, but he played for the German national team that won the FIBA World Championship, and he's kept that momentum going. Like, he may not be an all-star, but he plays that Jamal Murray role where, hey, you need buckets, I can help you get buckets and create plays. So Orlando, like, good for them that they're in the playoffs. And I won't say they're going to win, but them making it is going to help this young team get confidence. Because what you need on the young team is, hey, is to them to make the playoffs and get that exposure. So that way, even if they lose their series next year, they can come in with that confidence. Say, hey, we can do it again and go farther.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see. I think Orlando surprised me a lot this year.
They did.
They were not my pick to be as high up as they are. Indiana, I think, is doing pretty okay. But I think...
Yeah, and I think they are probably, like, if, like I said, whoever draws New York, if New York stays the three seed, that will be an upset right there. And Indiana, well, they can get their defense shore up, but their offense, like, having Pascal Siakam from Cameroon has given the Pacers a new look. And there are a team that could they play the Miami Heat rule? They can, absolutely. I can see that happening. But they got to shore up their defense, because come playoff time, it's going to get ugly. And if they can shore that up, they'll be fine.
Yeah, and right now, Alan, I think it's fair to say it is Boston's conference to lose.
Yes, it is.
I think that is completely fair to say that it's Boston's conference to lose at this point.
Yes, it is. There's no doubt.
And so it'll obviously, you know, Cleveland, Orlando, that'll be there's going to be some fun games to watch in this. Cleveland, Orlando will be kind of fun. Whoever Boston plays would be interesting. If Milwaukee can do some things.
They've been through a lot. They fired a coach mid-season, and they get Doc Rivers. And I'll say this, the clock is ticking. You get a coach like Doc Rivers, don't screw it up, because he has been known for blowing leads in series. If they don't win a title, not this year, next year, you can kiss Giannis goodbye to Milwaukee. And we'll see what happens. And then plus, Giannis having a calf injury. I don't know if you heard about that.
I didn't, actually.
Well, now you know. He injured his calf when they were playing the Celtics on Tuesday. They thought it was an Achilles. The Achilles, nothing happened. But the calf, it's a bit of a concern, because if he injures that part again, it can get to the Achilles. And we saw what Kevin Durant went through. We talked about it in one of our episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Now with Giannis, like, him getting injured at this time, you're going to need him. Like, we all know that. Like, he is a big-time player. So, like, he better start, getting ready, because this will be – if they get upset again in the first round, there's going to be a lot of angry people in Milwaukee. A lot.
Yeah, and that's just the unfortunate thing is – what will happen there. And
yeah,
they won the championship. They brought a championship to Milwaukee. we all thought they would bring in another one, but so far it's not looking that way. So could this be the year? I my pick for the conference finals is Boston-Milwaukee, the way things sit right now. But we have to play.
Well, that is my pick as well, but I'm having second thoughts.
I think so, too. We'll have to wait. And
play, but I'm going
to
wait.
Eastern Conference.
Wait until the playoffs. Once the play-in and all that is settled, okay, then we'll analyze it from there.
Yeah, we'll need to. Let's move to the West, because the West, I think, is going to be the more fun side of the NBA playoffs this year. Because I think the East, it's Boston's to lose. If Boston gets knocked out, then the East will be a lot more interesting. But round one, I think for a lot of casual fans, watching the Western side of the playoffs will be a lot more fun.
I think it will too, yes.
Just based on how things are going. looking at the play-in, all right, we have the Lakers and Warriors. I'm shocked to see them there, but also not really.
No, not really. I knew they were going to be – well, the Lakers, I thought they should be better, but they just doubled down. And then plus, like, look, I told several Lakers fans, them not signing – re-signing Dennis Schroeder, another player that played on Germany in the FIBA title, not re-signing him hurt, because how he guarded Steph Curry, how he guards like Jamal Murray, how he guards John Morant, the premier point guards, is unbelievable. And not having that guy, it hurts. So you saw what happened. And then like Anthony Davis not playing in their crucial game versus the Warriors, that allowed the Warriors to be their old selves again. And that is one team that you do not want to face. Unless if you're Denver, then you probably are smiling, because we've seen the Warriors play Denver. They have no one to beat Joker. They have no size. None.
The only team in the West I think Nuggets fans are worried about is maybe Minnesota. I don't see in this bracket, I don't see any.
I agree, Minnesota, but you know who else I would add into this, Braden?
Yeah, go for it.
Dallas,
maybe. I watched the game with Dallas a while ago, and it was a fun game to watch. That will be a fun playoff matchup.
Yeah, here's the thing. The Clippers not having Kawhi Leonard, it's going to hurt him. I don't know how long he'll be out, but it's going to hurt him. And I think Dallas, and look, I was there when they played each other at game six and the Mavericks were about to close it out and they lost. They're way better than they were 3 years ago. And with Luka, like, you know what he's going to do. Now that having Kyrie Irving in a full season already acclimated, but also look, they needed to be physical. The Mavericks, when they won their only title with Dirk Nowitzki, they were physical. Tyson Chandler, and you added Sean Marion, and you also added some savvy veterans like Peja Stojakovic. Now, like, getting a rookie center like Derek Lively, who he does have that Tyson Chandler vibes. Like, he plays defense, blocks shots, protects the rim, and he could guard outside the perimeter for a few seconds. He can't, so, like, he can move. And then in the midseason, getting PJ Washington, a guy that can hang around with someone like Aaron Gordon and can shoot threes better than Aaron Gordon. So if those two meet up, it's going to go seven. I still have Denver winning it, but I think it's going to go seven. And don't, like I said, Dallas is going to be that one team that can spoil the top three's chances. They can. They have that personnel to do it.
Yeah, I think so. I think I watched the Dallas Nuggets game a while ago. That was an interesting game fun game to watch. The Nuggets, I don't think their heart was in it in that game, but it was still a fun game to watch. So, honestly, Alan, until you know they're out, I think the West is Denver's to lose.
Yes, it is.
It's a lot closer. And I know. I got my blue and gold tinted glasses on when I say that, but, like, they're the defending champs. It is theirs to lose. You can't argue with that when they're the defending champs. Like, I would say that about any other team that was the defending champs. It's theirs to lose. They have that right to say it's ours to lose until they lose.
And yeah, it is. I do agree. And
I don't
it
see
is theirs
the
to
Lakers,
lose.
Warriors, and Kings, or Suns beating them in that first round.
Yeah, it is. And we remember our good friend, Richard, an old game, shout out to him. He said, and you probably will remember this, when you beat a LeBron James-led team, you're pretty much will win the title. That happened to Denver last year. They swept them, and you saw what happened. So, like, I think, like, for Denver, that is giving them confidence. The only concern Denver will have to deal with is their bench. But if they can get Christian Brown going and they can get Julian Watson going and all, then I think, you know what, it's no concern. But
I think also and you could make an argument they're because it's closer to the playoffs, they're kind of not saying they're taking it easy because there's still some – they could lose the number one seed and home court advantage throughout the playoffs here. But you could make an argument they're resting up best they can going without, you know, giving up games to go play these playoffs strong because they had a really short summer.
Yeah.
You could maybe make that argument. I'm not saying that's what they're doing, but it could be. You never know. So
you never know.
And we saw how what Christian Brown did in the playoffs. Like, it's going to be – I'm expecting that.
Yeah, that's it.
Him.
Can you do it again? Because, like, who's going to take that Bruce Brown role and be like, hey, I will be your leading scorer off the bench? Who's going to take that role? That's your opportunity right there. So –
I think so. So I think because I don't see the Lakers, Warriors, Suns, or Kings defeating the Nuggets in the first round.
I don't either.
Like,
I don't.
Anything could happen, especially when you consider they had a short summer. But I just don't see that happening. Sorry to those fans. But it would be a great upset if something like that happened.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. Once we get to the semis and they face Dallas, here we go. That's all I got to say.
A fun series.
Yeah. Here we go. If they face Dallas.
So, Alan, I think we've delved into it. Guys, the NBA playoffs is going to be really fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Alan, what are some of your final thoughts today?
Well, my final thoughts is, hey, it's time. Let's get Banner 18. Like, and I think a lot of people, if Boston and Denver meet up, get your popcorns ready. Because
that will be the matchup. That's my matchup. Is Boston versus
Denver. I would like to
Denver
see that matchup. And win, so I can rub it in your face for years. But that will be at a later time. But we first got to get through this gauntlet and take it from there. So I am excited. This is going to be more physical, more big man. And I'm glad that we're now in that big man phase. I grew up with it. You probably saw it as well. And I like to talk about big man because I play that position. I love it. And so this is where in the playoffs you make your fame or you make your shame right there at the playoffs.
It'll be fun to watch, guys. It's, you know, and baseball is only getting started. I went out and played catch today. It was great. Guys, baseball weather is back. Baseball is here. I might go watch a game today. You never know.
Yeah, that's true.
Might not be the Rockies, but Alan, this season was probably the first in a while where I can honestly say I was excited for baseball. I don't think I was that way last year. I was just that way this year.
That's pretty good.
So
that's awesome.
When that happens, it's gone. And guys, next week, we're going to talk about some hockey. We'll talk about the
hockey
playoffs. Hockey
playoffs is also around the corner. Hockey
the best playoffs.
Playoffs
in the world will be starting
here
shortly.
Get ready as well.
And
we got
the
basketball
playoffs fans.
playoffs.
And nothing beats the Stanley Cup playoffs, Alan. You learned that recently, and we got
I learned that. Yes, it's been
that.
A while, but I learned that. Yes.
Will the Avs raise the cup again, or will it be Vancouver? Will it be Winnipeg? Will it be Dallas?
Florida.
Get our thoughts next week.
Yeah, we'll see. Yep.